This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is where accomplishment and harmony coexist. Now, here's your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman.
Hello, and welcome to the next episode of the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is a lifestyle that accepts that accomplishment and harmony can coexist. I am so excited to have our two guests who are with us today, Azita De Melianon and Netta Ingram. They are co-creators of the Go Healthy Catering. Welcome, ladies, to the show.
We're glad to be here. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Well, our audience is going to be so excited. This tenacious twosome have put their love for food and passion for cooking healthy, flavorful recipes to provide a service that is so much sought after. Thank you, ladies, for stepping into your passion.
Exciting. Love it.
One of the things where, you know, you and I, we just all spent time together and we're talking about, you know, how important it was for you guys to have high standards. Can you talk a little bit about what differentiates and why that's so important to you?
Absolutely. Well, Netta and I both have a love for food, and we wanted something that was healthy. And healthy, it's a bit wide range when someone says healthy, but we wanted to be something that we would put in front of our own family with the right conscience. So organic, farm fresh, we have both, but we consider the end user. And if they choose to have organic and, you know, everything fresh, that is what we mainly do. And there are people we have for the health of it and for the hell of it. And the hell of it is the comfort food that one may say, you know, I really just want something that is for the ball game. We provide that as well.
I love that distinction because, you know, it's about having balance, right? Of having a little bit of everything and overall having health. And I know that you talked about people wanting to have a fusion of different cultures. And one of the things is that you guys do Middle Eastern cooking as well as California cuisine. And we got to have you at one of our events and got to experience your delicious food. The fact, excuse me, that you had tadiq was like to die for. So how is it that you decide, you know, on these recipes and doing this fusion?
We wanted actually to bring something to our clients, to our friends and family, that was something we would eat ourselves. So something that we would enjoy. Actually, it started with, we're hungry, we're at work, corporate America, I don't have time to order food, and constantly ordering pizzas and sandwiches that weren't really healthy. So what would I like to eat? What would I would serve to my kids, to my family gathering? We brought a little bit of the tradition Persian food, Middle Eastern food, and we added some American flavor. We brought the healthy into Persian because I don't know if you know this or not, we do a lot of oils and flours and a lot of grease that goes into Persian cooking. Well, we took that out and brought some of the California freshness to it and health conscience to the recipes. And it was a great balance. We enjoyed it and we wanted to share it with anyone that wants to come on our table.
You know, that is really amazing because I love Persian food. And one of the things that I didn't even notice when I got to try the food, because we didn't actually have that conversation before, how it still has all the flavors and has all the satisfaction. And to know that it's healthy as well is just an added bonus.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Healthy doesn't have to be a void of flavor.
That's an important distinction because, like you said, there's such a wide range of what people think of being healthy and what that looks like. And no one wants to lose the flavor or the experience or the connection that people have with their food. So I know this is something that you ladies have created by design, you know, and a lot of people just live their life by default. They just let things happen. And you guys have been very conscious about how you've designed your company and how you've designed your food. And, you know, can you tell us a little bit more about how you've made these conscious choices to design your life and business?
Absolutely. Well, a lot of people decide to own a business and they end up their business owning them. So from the beginning, we decided that if you're going to do this, we're going to do it with fun because it's a passion. And also not compromising other areas of our lives because we both come from a corporate background. So we both still have our spiritual time. We have our feeding our own body, exercise, family is very important. And we kind of schedule our work around our family and around our life. And it's a win-win situation. So no compromise. But all is possible if you're just intentional about it.
You know, I love that so much because, I mean, I'm sure some of our listeners are like running from one thing to the next and they know about the insanity that can happen. But the fact that you love your business, this might be something, hey, listeners, you know, for those of you who are listening live, start thinking about what is it that you love about the business? What was the original reason and why you went into business? And what are some of those things that you let go of? And for those of you that are looking to us on the Facebook, put in the comments below, like what are the things that you actually love about your business? Because this is an important ingredient, if you will, in what we're doing in our life and to be able to support in that way. So I think that that is so brilliant. And one of the things that you address is the problem that people have. Can you talk a little bit more how you go into corporations? And, you know, you were talking about how people would order in pizza and they would get to that point where they're hangry, where it's like they're starving and they go for anything. How is it that you looked at creating this niche for that aspect?
Well, like I said, I worked 12 hours days, 13 hour days. And then I have a staff of people that work the same hours I did. We have clients that came to visit us that were waiting and sitting for hours in our studios. And so we got to a point that I had to take a crock pot to work with me to feed the staff. Cooking and feeding people, all people, has always been a passion for me. Has always been. I love to cook. Not so much health conscious until Azita came along, brought the health to the recipes, but I've always loved cooking. So when I left corporate America, I knew where the need was. I knew to go into places such as where I worked and ask them if they would allow us to feed their staff. And they were excited. I knew who needed the food and how busy they are. So we went to the businesses and spoke with their management team and staff and asked if it's okay for us to feed their staff. And we have a routine. This is the time we bring. So Thursdays, we send out our menus. This is what we're going to have for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then again, Monday, we send out menus. This is what we're going to have for the next 3 days. And then they choose what they want. And we deliver the food hot, ready for them to serve. And we make sure we set up the tables for them. And it's inviting. If the food is inviting, they all come. And the aroma is amazing when you walk into a studio and they're all waiting and hungry. But it's a schedule thing. They're expecting us. They know good food is coming. And I really knew where I had to go to get my clients because I was one of those people that was neglected. And I said pizza was not what made my staff, but once we get hungry, anything works.
Right. This is so brilliant. I love this because how many of us have worked like longer hours? I mean, we don't want this to be our everyday experience, but when you have like maybe a project or you're working as a team and you know you have to put in those time for a specific deadline, to know that you're nourishing yourself, that you can have better brain power, that you can have the, you know, we talk about environments, about how environments affect everything. And you guys talk about having a work environment that's an extension of who you are. When you're bringing this into other people's environment and actually creating an experience for them, that's a whole nother level, even beyond the food. It's more about an experience. So I love that you guys have brought that in. And I know as part of that, you guys like to kind of stay cutting edge and create new recipes. So who's the recipe genius and how do you guys work together to create those things?
I think it's both. Neda loves to experiment different recipes. And I reach into my bag of my mom's recipes because she would just open up the cupboards and just, she never went by a recipe book. And so I learned that from her and I just taste my food. To me, taste is everything. You can put spices, if you understand spices and you just start mixing, a creation comes along. So it's, I think it's just the love of food, right?
It's so fabulous. I mean, my mother does this as well. She just starts, you know, mixing and having things happen. And I think that's where the, you talk about bringing like the old world in, because I think some people don't do as much experimentation with their food. It's like, this is the recipe and this is the amount, but that's how you let certain things unfold. And you mentioned about this being an expression of your creativity and, you know, it's like, it's a form of art for you, isn't it?
Absolutely. It really is. It really is. We get you going with the smell of the food, then with your eyes, and then with the aromas and on what have you. But
Yes, it's absolutely a passion. And we love watching people enjoy this food. And we
That's the best part.
We love feedback when they call back and say, this was amazing, or something like, we're from Italy and this is so much better than what my mom cooks. And that is just exciting for us. That's what we look for more than anything.
So thrilling. I mean, just to have that full on experience. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm sure listeners, are you getting hungry? Like you're just hearing the experience and wanting to jump in. So I love this. And I love that the name is Go Healthy Catering. I mean, that the aspect of having healthy in there. So it lets people know, hey, this is a healthy experience and it's a wonderful food. So Go Healthy Catering is an amazing name to really bring people into having that experience with you. So the other thing is that, you know, there's this current buzzword around busyness. I mean, you're hearing everybody talk about busyness and, you know, it can affect you, you know, the job, our life experience, but particularly we hear about the reason why people don't cook healthy is because of time. And they talk about, well, I'm too busy and I can't have this experience. How is it that you connect with people, not only to have be more mindful about your own time and the balance that you have and how you're designing your life, but how is it that you talk to your clients as well about that topic about being busy in their life and about being able to provide healthy food?
So for us, we walk by example. The whole purpose of starting our own business, Go Healthy Catering, was to own our own time. But it's mindfulness. It's about making priorities and being intentional about those priorities. So Neda has her morning time. I have my morning time, our spiritual time, our physical time, our family time. And cooking for us is a passion, but for some people, it may not be. And you're here to provide that service for those that cooking is not a passion for them. So our goal, our passion also, beside cooking, is to take that burden away from someone who wants to eat healthy, really busy, and they go,
yay,
I have to do this. And we say, no worries, we are here to help. And with a home-cooked flavor, there's a difference between fast food or restaurant food than when somebody's mom cooks and puts on the table. It's just a different kind of love that goes into the food. And we give that, we create that in our cooking, right?
Absolutely. And we find that because the food is healthy, delicious, appetizing, we have a lot of clients that actually ask us to deliver for them to take home. So this is a business thing that we did. We actually provide for businesses and it expands to please bring me maybe a meal for six or seven so I can take home with me. That way my wife doesn't have to cook tonight or my parents don't have to cook for us tonight. So it grew that way as well, where it became, honey, don't cook today because I'm bringing homemade food to eat. So yeah, I mean, it provides our clients time with their family as well.
Right. You know, sometimes I feel like people can't always put their finger on what is it that distinguishes food that makes it that next level, that amazing experience. And I do believe that it has to do with the love that you put in. I mean, it's obvious that you guys love what you do. You're passionate about the quality and the experience and the whole thing. And people feel that, you know, they can taste that in their food. Yeah, and it's such a big difference versus just doing a quick drive-by where, you know, people don't actually know what you want or really have the experience. And for you to be in the environment while they're having it and being part of that experience is really a distinguishing mark of, how do you say, hey, I'm selling the love and the food, right? I mean, that's really what you're selling, is because everyone can put together certain ingredients, but that is sometimes an ingredient I think that gets forgotten of really what really goes into that as a foundation, that as you're being mindful about your life, you become mindful about your food, because all things, you know, the environments really affect each other. How you do one thing is how you do everything. So being mindful in your life, being mindful with the food and really your passion around your work really does make a huge, huge difference. So now, even when people make homemade food, they tend to make a lot of food, right? For a lot of people. What is it you guys do with the leftovers?
Proportion correctly. If I have extra food, I always give it away, whether it's the client that ordered it or Azita is very mindful with the community. She always finds places that we can go and contribute food or a portion of the income, whatever we have to do to help our community. She's very mindful of that. So she finds us places where we can drop off food and actually feed people that need the food. So if I have extra, sometimes give it to the client or give it to the community.
Right. Well, I know that a lot of our listeners know that 10% of Spa Life goes to charity that supports the health of women and children. And I know that you ladies have that same philosophy. How is it that you've incorporated charity into your business as well?
Well, it's always about giving back, as you already know, and a passion for me and Neda both are children. So Orange Children's Home in Orange is our heart to put our donations to. Also, we have the Orange County Mission, Rescue Mission, down the street from us, where there's a lot of families that have lost their ability to take care of themselves. They come in to transition to go back and regain their life. And that's another source that we give to.
Oh, that is so beautiful. I mean, when you talk about people that are on a path to, you know, reclaim their life, you know, a lot of times we talk about resetting your life. I mean, we can get off track at any time, but to have the blessing to be able to receive this food that has been filled with love, I am sure that that has an impact on how these people feel about themselves and the quality of that experience they get to have. So thank you, ladies, for bringing that into the world.
Absolutely. Believe us, the blessing is ours. It's much better to give.
So one of the things that I wanted to look at is, you know, in Spa Life, we've talked a little bit about your work environment and how certain things really impact your day, about being intentional and what that looks like. You know, I feel like our home is that as well. And so I'd love to hear from each of you, what is your favorite room in your home and why?
Go ahead. Okay, so kitchen has always been my favorite. I love to wake up early in the morning, have a cup of tea, enjoy maybe a little bit of music, and kitchen has always been my favorite. I feel confident in the kitchen, and I'm a host. I'm always a host, so people always come to my kitchen. So that's my favorite room, and I have, my kitchen is well lit. It's very warm. It's very inviting, and I always have something cooking. So always. Always. So yeah, kitchen would be my favorite.
You know, it's funny, but that, you know, I have actually one of my friends, she says that all of life happens between the kitchen and the bathroom. It's like where everybody gathers and spends this time together and to be able to have that experience. And I know that you ladies are both in Azita's kitchen. I mean, for those of you that are listening on the podcast, you're not able to see that they are in their beautiful space, because not only do they have an offsite kitchen, but they also, in this whole feeling of having home cooked meals and feeling, is they actually do cook out of the home as well. So, you know, that just adds to the whole experience. So Azita, I don't know if your kitchen's your place, but you know, we have a different experience in each room of our home. I mean, how we feel in our office versus our bedroom versus our kitchen are all different experiences that we have in life. And we really create our space to be that reflection. So what is that space for you in your home?
We are two peas in a pot.
Surprise!
It's truly my favorite room in the whole house. And I'll tell you why. Because the way we have designed the kitchen, it opens up into the house. So when I'm in the kitchen, I don't feel like I'm separated from the rest of the house or the family. And it's where I feed my family. It's where I create delicious recipes. It's where, honestly, when I want to get away, I go to the stove and I start cooking. And it also, it's an extension of me, because I'm able to give, whether I'm giving to my family, whether I'm giving to my friends, or whether I'm giving to those that are in need, yeah. It's an extension of me. So yes, kitchen is one of my favorite places.
I love that. You know, I love the open plans in homes, because it's so true. It's like everyone always ends up in the kitchen anyway. And so to have more of those expansive areas, we have that in our home as well. And, you know, that's where like my kids and grandkids and my friends, and it's like, this is where the family experiences happen in there. So that's an amazing experience. One of the things that I know people have mentioned in terms of cooking, and I don't know if it's just that stirring at the stove and having that, about cooking as actually being like a mindful meditation. What are your thoughts around that?
100%. I know, right. For me it is. And it's amazing that it allows me to quiet my mind. I'm one of those people that I'm multitasking and thinking about different things at all times. But so beside the actual meditation, the one place where I am present, focused in the moment is when I'm cooking in the kitchen. Yes.
You know, one of my mentors would have like weekend gatherings and they would create a soup for everyone there that we'd have like this communal soup to experience together. And she said that one of the reasons why she liked to stir the soup was that for every turn she entered, you know, love and prayers. And love and prayers. And so I can just picture you ladies being there where you're having this experience that people don't see that element. And I know we've talked about this again and again, but it's just one of those things that I think is so important for people to actually take that deep breath. And so when we talk about spa life and having that balance, it's like, how is it that we can be more mindful? I mean, a lot of times people will allow like 3 minutes to eat a meal. I mean, even if you just extended it to make it 5 or 7. I mean, it's great to have 10 or 15 minutes or even take your whole 30 minutes. I mean, what a concept out of the day to allow yourself that digestion and that mindfulness. How much do you feel like being mindful about your food plays into people's health?
A lot. Because I know when I was in corporate America, I either didn't get to eat or if I ate, it was in the car on the go because I had 22 stores to go visit. Imagine that. Sometimes I drove 300 miles. And knowing that, it actually caused GI issues. And one of the things I learned that if I don't take the time to nourish me, it's like a bank account. If you don't fill up the bank account, you don't have much. You write bad checks.
Right.
So you don't have much to give. So therefore, eating slowly, mindfully, and being present in what you're eating, one, makes the food taste better. I don't know how, but it does, honestly. And two, your body digests the food. And therefore, those micronutrients do what they're supposed to. And then we will have a lot more. It's the 80-20 rule. It's the 20% that does most of all that we need, whether it's in the work area, whether it's in exercise, whether it's in relationships, whether it's in cooking. Same thing with eating. It's very important to be mindful. Mindfulness in everything brings about balance. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, it's funny, we're talking about this healthy eating and this what you provide for people. And by providing this catering service, it allows people actually more time, right? That they don't have to think about it. It's going to arrive. And then so they can use those extra moments to be mindful with their food, to actually have that relationship with that food, to nourish themselves and to be more present to your life. I mean, when we do so much multitasking, I mean, how many of you guys have talked to people where at the end of the day, they don't even know what they did that day? It's just, they bounce from so many different things. Probably one of the only mindful moments that they would have in the day is they probably remember your food.
We hope so. Yeah, that's put a lot of love into it.
Yes. Oh, I love this so much. Well, I know that our listeners are going to want to connect with you, and especially those that are local in the Orange County area. What's your expansion? How far out do you go in Orange County?
We cover the entire county.
You also go to LA. You go to Pasadena today.
Today is our day to go to Pasadena. We're delivering to 32 people. So yeah, it's
wow.
Yeah. The Pasadena is one of the LA county that we accepted. A dear friend that works just as hard as we do wanted us to provide food for his staff every Monday. So we do deliver to Pasadena, but most of our accounts are in Orange County. And all over Orange County, anywhere.
Right. Well, I mean, how brilliant that they have like a weekly, I mean, you can have it coincide with like a meeting or a connection and talk about, you know, being able to get staff and people together to have an experience together, you know, just allows people to have that tie and build more of community and culture within their business versus people separating out and just doing their own thing. So I love the experience aspect that you bring.
Yes. So.
Fantastic. Ladies, I know that people are going to want to stay in contact with you. How can our listeners do that?
Well, our website is, and from the website, they can go into our Facebook page and Instagram, everything. But the website is gohealthycatering.com and it has our number there. They can contact us. They can send us an email. We would appreciate feedbacks.
Absolutely. And our menu is on our website. We have different menus that we put up weekly, actually, so they can choose different meal plans that they like. And as low as 8 to 10 people, as high as whatever they like. But the minimum order is 8 to 10. and we'll be happy to help. And then we can customize it. You can call us and let us know if you don't like nuts, grain. We do gluten-free, dairy-free. So if you just communicate with us, we can actually build recipes around
the needs.
The needs, absolutely.
And if there is anyone who wants food for their, I know when I work corporate America, I hired people to come in because I really didn't have time to bring food for me. So we also do that. That's a separate menu and you can have that conversation. If they want to contact us, we'll be happy to.
Personal
chef. And also if anybody's having a party, they don't have time, we take care of that as well. So anything that has to do with
food.
Wow, ladies, you guys have covered the gamut of being able to service the needs of how people can have a better experience with their food in a healthy way. So I highly recommend that you guys check out gohealthycatering.com. We'll put that in the show notes. And for those of you that are on Facebook, you know, please put in the comments. We'll circle back around. If you've got any food questions or any, you know, questions for the ladies about how you can incorporate more health into your life, we'll be happy to come around and check that out. Also, I know a lot of you who've maybe not familiar before about talking about, you know, spa life and how you can have more of that in your life, about how you can have more balance in your life. Well, you can also go to dianehaffman.com/guide and be able to look at how are some of the ways that you can incorporate that into your life as well. So ladies, I want to thank you so much for your time and being here, for what you provide to the community. And it's just been a pleasure.
Thank you. It's been our pleasure as well.
Our pleasure. You're wonderful. And thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. So listeners, thank you again for joining us. And until we connect again, live your spa life. Bye for now.
Your host and spa life curator, Diane Haffman, wants you to know you can download her free guide to start living your spa life right now. Go to dianehaffman.com and click on the link for the 9 secrets to step into your spa life. Now, live your spa life where accomplishment and harmony coexist.
You know what drives me crazy? When business owners believe that just because they're not on stage speaking, they don't need stage presence. Stages come in all shapes and sizes. You're on the stage when you're in a boardroom, talking to a prospect, or introducing yourself and your company. I invite you to join me on a free educational webinar called How to Triple Your Income Through Speaking. Learn the critical ingredients to make impact and income on any type of stage. Go to speakersuccessformula.com and grab your spot now.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to rise up and share all your greatness to the world? Stop playing small and settling for mediocrity? If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network Entrepreneur Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year, August 3rd through the 5th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Get ready to be coached by me and learn from other multi-million dollar speakers who will teach, inspire, motivate, and guide you to transform your thinking from small to big. And you can't beat the food and fun at our Saturday night dance party either. Look, no one makes it alone, so it's time to stop trying to be the COE, chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. There is nothing like the eWomen Network Conference to bring out your genius and help you take action on living your dream. Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.